Barrhead, Woodlands County Barrhead area residents will have their chance to select who represents them on Municipal Council and School Board Trustee as they head to the polls on October 18. At the same time, Albertans will be able to vote for up to 3 senators and voice their opinions on 2 referendum questions. They can also cast their ballot at several advance polls throughout the region. To be eligible to vote in the election, a voter must be 18 years old, a Canadian citizen, and must reside in the local jurisdiction in which they plan to vote in on election day. Proof of identity and residence is required. Examples of acceptable identification include a driver's license or provincial or Canadian government-issued identity card, a government check or check stub, an income or property tax assessment notice, and a utility bill. In the town of Barrhead, residents will be able to select who they would like to see as mayor. The candidates are the current mayor Dave McKenzie and political newcomer Liam Sorensen. 9 candidates are running for the 6 available council spots. 4 incumbents, Don Smith, Ty Ossoff, Rod Klumpf, and Dowson Kluin, are seeking to retain their seats. They are challenged by Stephen Bablitz, Shannon Harris, Anthony Oswald, Dave Sawatsky, and Shauna Lynn Zeldenrust. County of Barrhead races in the county, elections are necessary for Divisions 1, 2, 4, and 5, as the Division 3 and 6 incumbents, Ron Kleinfeldt and Walter Proches, are in by acclamation, as is newcomer Jared Stoick in Division 7. In Division 1, incumbent councillor and current Reeve Doug Drozd will face Deborah Boyle. Division 2 sees 2-term councillor and deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz face off with Davis Sotnikau. In Division 4, 3 people, Amanda Lambert, Ivan Kuzel, and Lori Jesperson, are looking to unseat longtime councillor Bill Lane, who has held the seat since 2001. In Division 5, Darren Strassen, Folkert Miedema, and Paul Properzy are looking to fill the seat of retiring councillor Daryl Truk. Pembina Hills races on the Barrhead side of the division. Victoria Kane will be acclaimed as the trustee for Pembina Hills West Ward 1, while incumbent Judy Lefebvre will take on former Alberta Learning Distance Centre teacher Gary Frederickson for the Ward 3 seat. Ward 1, Pembina West, includes Nearlandia Public Christian School and Dunstable School. Ward 3, Town of Barrhead, includes Barrhead Elementary, Barrhead Composite High School, and the Outreach School. Cindy Carswell and Melissa Hanna will contest for the final trustee position in the Barrhead region in Ward 2. The ward includes the schools in Fort Assiniboine and Swan Hills. Woodlands County in Division 7, Fort Assiniboine, Timu, incumbent Dale Kluin is being challenged by Cecil Aldrich and Fort Assiniboine Fire Chief Devin Williams. For the first time in 12 years, Division 6, Goose Lake Freeman River, will have a new councillor as Judy Bradley, Peter Culkin, and Crystal Wood vie for the seat vacated by Dale McQueen. Where to vote? Residents voting in the town of Barrhead election can cast their vote for mayor, municipal councillor, and the Pembina Hills Ward 3 seat from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seniors Drop-In Center. An advanced poll is also being held at the Seniors Drop-In Center on October 14 from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. County of Barrhead residents on Election Day can vote from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in various locations depending on the division. In Division 1, it is the Belvedere Community Hall. In Division 2, it is the Garden View, Crossroads, Community Center. Division 3 voters go to the municipality's administration office, and Division 4 voters can cast their ballots at the Summerdale Community Hall. In Divisions 5 and 6, the polls at the community halls in Mellowdale and Tiger Lily. In Division 7, the polling station is at the Nearlandia Christian Reformed Church. The advanced poll for the County of Barrhead is on Saturday, October 16, at the Municipal Administration Office from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Woodlands County. Residents in Division 6 and 7 can cast their vote at the Goose Lake Community Hall and Fort Assiniboine Legion, respectively. It should be noted that even if a councillor or trustee is in by acclamation, they can cast their ballot for the Senate and the referendum questions. The advanced poll is on October 13, from 3 to 7 p.m. and October 16 from noon to 4 p.m. at the Woodlands County Municipal Office in Fort Assiniboine and Whitecourt. Pembina Hills voters in Pembine Hills West Ward 2, which includes the schools in Fort Assiniboine and Swan Hills, can cast their ballots at the Woodlands County Municipal Office and the Swan Hills Town Office. Advance polls will be open on October 13 and 16 from 3 to 7 p.m. and noon to 4 p.m., respectively. In Swan Hills, the advanced poll is on October 14 at the town office from 1 to 8 p.m. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.